Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Make it make sense. Make sense.
Oh.
With Ayanda Nyati.
Oh, kalagate figure.
Please, I'm a piano now, Ayanda.
Oh, excuse me, Ayanda. How are you?
I'm well, sir.
Shami was complaining in the lift. He has such a long day, this guy.
Oh, Shami.
Because you remember he wakes up in the morning to read news. He has to worry about the dress code and the makeup.
Makeup.
And then he knocks off at 12 and drive to Kaya.
And write another bulletin.
No. When he knocks off, he goes home so that he doesn't look too posh for Kaya to be in sweatpants and a hoodie and wash off the makeup.
Don't mind me, guys.
So sorry.
He just arrived. Let me know when you are done. I'll be back.
So I think the one other thing that we want to ask you today, I know that, the DA will do whatever it takes to get attention. Remember, I think a couple of years ago when the elections were around the corner and they were campaigning, they used the face of Nelson Mandela.
I remember.
I don't know if they used they also used the face of Oliver Tambo, but there was a big like hullabaloo that how could you do that? And this time around they've become more creative with the burning of the flag, which I think in other countries the minute they see that flag burning you'll be behind
you
bars.
Are in jail.
Yeah, you know,
right.
And to be fair, I think every party is trying to get attention at the moment. I think that needs to be the kind of foundation we lay. This is not a specific hammering for or against the DA, to be quite frank. But this ad that's at the center of the controversy, which is what you're alluding to, Glenn, has raised interesting conversations about whether or not lines are being crossed here when you think about national symbols and ways through which they should be honored in some respects. So for quick context, the DA has released a campaign around the elections, and part of what they've illustrated is a burning flag, which they say is a kind of metaphor. It symbolizes where the country's headed if you don't vote for the DA, quote unquote, right? So whilst the DA is saying that the message is being misconstrued in the form of the outrage, the president has released a statement. He says it's treasonous, it's desperate, there's been an outrage, and the SABC has taken a decision to ban the ad from being flighted. The question, I suppose, becomes, is it that deep to use the lingo, right? Should we go that far where we're saying that it's tantamount to treason? Or are you finding that, quite frankly, people are being touched in their respective studios because it's the DA, which, Glenn, you've mentioned, has had a history of rubbing people up in specific ways, especially around their electionary?
So you see, my concern then becomes, how do we then know when it's too far and when it's not?
Yeah.
Because once you open those gates that people can do such things, then you have literally opened a can of worms, because anybody now can say, no, but I am trying to illustrate where we are using the most heinous of ways, you know, because a burning flag to me, I know it is not to be seen. It is not to happen. You don't even burn the old apartheid flag.
That's interesting, because
you don't
people
even
don't
do that. You don't even do that.
It's such an interesting comparison you make, because that's where you draw the line, right?
I draw the line.
You draw the line there. And other people are saying, no, actually, it's not that deep. You know,
it's a piece of material.
The DA in its own defense is saying, guys, at the end of the ad, the flag is restored. So nkalelan. You know, but, you know, for other people, like you've mentioned, this is a national symbol and it's absolutely a no-go area. It's sacrosanct. Yeah. I don't know if we've gotten the answers yet when it comes to the national dialogue.
It's like holding the flag in the wrong way.
Yeah.
The flag, there's a certain way the flag needs to be, like, we buy me a corner. The red needs to be somewhere, not just anywhere. Mm. Let's start there. When someone very important in the country passes on, the flag is halfway. That's how much we respect the flag and what maybe the flag symbolizes to some of us. So when you ban it, and you're saying, no, it's because our country is banning.
Yeah.
Why didn't you ban the map of South Africa?
Map. Yeah. Go try the map. Try the map. Say, this is South Africa. You know, South Africa. Yeah. It's banning.
Yes.
And ban the map. So not the flag.
Here's an interesting take. The president has said that it's treasonous, but our laws actually don't ban people from burning the flag, interestingly enough.
Yeah.
So there's a very high moral standard in society.
Yeah.
But legally speaking, the DA
there's
hasn't
no
broken any laws.
What?
How's that for food for
thought? Yeah.
It makes no sense.
But at the same time, if Minangus Kumbos, I take paint right now and find Fervut statue, misspend.
Yeah.
I'm going to prison. Am I lying?
Defacing a statue.
Well, if it's vandalizing state property, yes, but you're not for defacing his face, but for vandalism, right? That's the charge.
So your burning the flag is fine, though.
There was no property that was damaged, guys.
It's the property of the state. So I think what I also find interesting, Skumba, is that the DA says if you don't vote for them, the flag
stays burning.
It stays burning, right? Instead of basically just saying because there's corruption, there's this, there's that, there is a potential that this flag can burn. But they basically, the flag, this thing is all about them. Like, if you don't vote for us, this flag will be on fire. Yeah, it will be up in flames, right?
That's their electioneering message, guys. Yeah. The ANC has its own equivalent. The ANC has told us they're the only government that can run this country in the right direction. The EFF also feels that the plight of black people can only be saved if they get in power. Again, for me, what's been interesting to observe is the different places that everybody draws the line. Mm. It's never the same place.
That's why rules are important. That's why the law is important. Because then it's not Khumbuzo's opinion. It's not Glenn's opinion. It's a law that this and this and this and this is regarded as treason. Because we belong in a global society, even the global society that they subscribe to are Americans. If you burn their flag, you are going to go to jail.
And it's just the four of us here, ne?
Yeah.
Being going up and down. I just want to hear from the Kaya family.
Yeah.
On this hour, I want to hear how you feel. When do you feel maybe political parties are crossing the line a bit, or it's fine, the flag can burn because, hey, it represents South Africa. It's just a metaphor.
Give it to real. Where do you draw the line?
And the reason why Skumba is asking the listeners to come to our rescue is because we've failed to make it make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
It makes zero sense.
Hey,
you know, I think the TA went too far with this one. I think there should be a case against them. But unfortunately, we have a weak government. Nothing is going to happen. You know, in Nigeria, people were arrested for disrespecting the currency there. You know, throwing money and stepping on it and all of that. People were giving harsh sentences. But unfortunately, in our country, because it's a banana republic, no strong leadership, the country is on autopilot, no president. Nothing is going to happen.
Mm. Mm. I get offended when people say banana. I'm from Limpopo. Banana is our staple food, guys. Do not disrespect the banana.
I think it's
you are the republic.
Thank you.
I think the DA has crossed a line in a sense. The flag is a national symbol. And even though there is no law specifying that, okay, this is treason or whatever, but there are many other ways they could have illustrated their message. Mm. Initially, when I heard about burning of the flag, I thought, oh, so you're telling us now that when you come into power, this is what you're going to erase, essentially, which is our African heritage. You're going to burn it away and you're going to bring us all other types of stuff. Mm-hmm. I feel like they crossed the line.
Come on, guys. It's not that deep, eh?
Ha!
It's not that deep. Omatamela, he's just jumping on a bandwagon because of is that time of the elections. So he'll take whatever opportunity to hit. But he knows deep down. It's not that deep, guys.
Okay, it's not that deep like Deep House.
Yeah, it's commercial.
Yeah, it's commercial. We have a caller. We've got a caller. Shawela.
What?
When you spell Shawela, it's C-H-I-Chiawero. And that's how you pronounce it.
Chiawero.
What does
Awera,
it mean?
A place of rest, where you can rest.
Oh.
Yes. And that time you're from Limpopo.
Chiawero. What a beautiful name.
Chiawero, yes. Ndawendo. Lama pale, Chiawero. I'm going to click a text in. Nye Chiawero. Hi. Tela blo. Hello.
O tan rukete la.
Ani subonu kore batzele ni kwa la. Imani bitera wena.
Imna tela bukosi.
Oh, tela bukosi. Minjani.
Ukukile minjani.
Ukwe fly shivambo. Ukwe mikwina fly shivambo.
I don't know. I do not know.
Your thoughts, again.
I think I'm the most patriotic person I know. And I was so shocked. That matter about what they wanted to portray, tell, illustrate, I really don't care. Because here's the question. When we are a couple of people outside this country, what represents us? What says that is South Africa? First of all, we must just explain. We are in the south of South Africa, but South Africa is the name of our country, right? But our flag is who we are. It has a story. Are they giving us a new flag? What is this? Whoever went to sleep, woke up, and said, this is okay, Jay, there must be a reckoning. I don't care. You know, law is not written on stone. It's to be interpreted, right? To keep things in order. And if we are South African, guys, we are South African. Government come in, people come in power, and people leave power. But the fact is, this is home for us. Unless we are planning to go to Australia or America and go identify. It's our identity. Jen went and said what Shawela is about, right? I'm hoping that there'll be a Shawela Mabasa somewhere. Because now we know that that child is a place of rest.
How dare they? Yeah, and you know, I think that not everything is illegal, but some things are just downright wrong. So not everything will be illegal, but it does not exempt it from being wrong. That is just wrong.
I mean, I'm like, this is the thing about the flag. So you're watching TV, no? You're watching sports on TV. You see a South African, and how do you identify them?
They are wearing a flag.
They are wearing the flag, or there's a flag in their attire.
Sure.
9 out of 10, you want to watch that live race because there's a South African there. We're going to the Olympics now. We don't even know half of our squad. But when we're going to be watching La France and we see the South African flag, we are rooting for them because of the flag. Not because of how fit they are or how they're going to... No, because of that flag, it says to us, this is one of our own. So if you're banning that flag... What are you saying, Katar?
Skuma, remember, a lot of us don't follow boxing the way we used to olden ages. When Vickers won, is it Vickers? Vickers, am I right?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that when that guy won, was everybody not happy? Well, until he blundered, but was not. It was everybody not happy about his win, primarily because he was bearing the South African flag.
Trekkers.
So I just wanted to ask Uthi, if it was another political party that had burnt the flag, the DA would be all over it. All over it. It would have been so incorrect that they would have agreed with the president to say this is some form of treason. You know, they're so quick to point out other people's shortfalls or failures or mistakes, but when it's on them, you know, the incorrect thing that's been done, they're so blasé about it. They're so nonchalant about it. They're so, it's okay, you guys must just take a chill pill about it. And for me, it's just, it's mind-blowing because you are the same person who is fighting to represent a country in the whole world, and you are burning the flag of the country you want to represent. For me, that's not a good look.
I'm not a DA supporter. In fact, I'll never ever vote for DA. But I feel like we're really, really misinterpreting that advert. The flag is burnt and then it reappears again in the ad. And I interpreted that to mean that they are going to give us a new South Africa. I wonder if they had put up another flag, then that, yes, you know, then that's treason. But the same flag reappears again. It's a metaphor.
This issue of banning South African flag, I don't understand, where did South Africa get its democracy from? You can't do this in America and Britain, the grandfathers of democracy. You can't do this in China, Russia, Cuba, North Korea, to name but a few. You can't do this nonsense. I don't know where South Africa got its democracy from. This is nonsense. Yabona manje kumele ngabe ukhala isicwebu amadoda ngabe afaka ama uniform ay orange behind bars. I don't think we must tolerate this kind of a nonsense. People died for this flag, and now someone has got the audacity to burn it to illustrate nonsense.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.